Extremely disturbed, as I'm sure many of you are, about what happened today. It's a little proper to group together the what has happened in Washington and other places with what happened here in New York. There are many Yidden, from the Yidden working there, including I could think of at least, not only teaching for 5 years, at least two of the guys that sat in this class work for a company that's there, besides many others who I know. There's something that's been in my mind for the last 6 months or so. I never really had the guts to say it because I was afraid I'd be, I tried once. I'd like to share with you an idea. I'm not a Navi and I can't tell you why things happen. But there's an akuba that I'd like to, thought that I'd like to share with you that I've been thinking of for a while. Maybe today, you can see it a little bit. There's some Sefer HaTorah, Parshas Emor. There's a, in the middle of the parasha, there's a piece called Hesed. And in block letters, it says that some Sefer said this Hesed, Drush Hesed, Mises Tzadikim Ba'alchuba and Eretz HaGalil, Eretz HaKadosh. There was a terrible earthquake in Tzfat and Tveria and Shem. It destroyed the three cities. The Yom Chof Dalatavis to Ovan, the Nechavu HaYarais, the Nehersu HaBotim, the Nehergu Alfei Nefashis Yisrael. He didn't say how many, but he says thousands of Jews were killed in this earthquake. Ubehem Goaine Vachachne Eretz Leroiz Bavein Yisteinu Arabim, the Nechavu Gimel Yarais, Tvas Tveria Shvet, the Eish Olam Yam Tveria, the smoke coming up from Kinneret, This is when some said this book gets to this tragedy. The tragedy that happened today, I'm thinking to tell you that tomorrow I probably won't be here. I'm sure I'll have a divide. But who knows when they get the bodies out? Who knows how long people... What happened there? The tragedy is terrible. Just about one or two families that you know and little children. The Sensei spoke into this tragedy. And he begins with Sukkim, and Sukkim you would expect. Alaharim Esanehi, Valdi Barkina, Kamai Story, Tsurus, Abu Alaydu. I mean, he talks in the Lashon of the Hesed. Don't think that the point I want to point out is the whole thing. But he talks about the terrible tragedy and Balichus. And then after quite a few paragraphs there, he says, Nisha Kusha Lelekeinu Madua Asa Hashem Kocha La'eretz Hazois. He says something which I touched the Yid, we can't say this. No, but none of us, Ketash Rapam, always said we can't say why things happen. We don't know why things happen. The Rapam also said that we don't know why things happen, but we have to look for a way to grow when things happen. We learn a lesson for when things happen, even though we can't say why. The Chassam Sefer, the God Ladar, and he says, Nisha Kusha Lelekeinu Madua Asa Hashem Kocha La'eretz Hazois. He says his opinion. I believe this is true in the Chassam Sefer, where he says in stronger Lashon than he says it here. But he says, I'm reading part of what he writes, Shereida Ta'aretz Hum Mikinas Yerushalayim. So this earthquake took place because of the jealousy of Yerushalayim. Nirali kitzad dekru alakeinu, and Hashem is right. The kinnas Yerushalayim osas is us. The kinnas, the city of Yerushalayim, caused the tragedy. Kisham shah Hashemayim ir shechor bo vayachal. That Yerushalayim is the city that every Jew looks to. The shah Hashemayim, shem hara meriya, akedas yachid, Shom Shach of Yaakov, V'cholam Laisumam, Shom HaBeis Hashem, the tale shall call Piyos Ola Plainim, we all diving towards Yerushalayim, the words of the Shechina B'Kaislam, Arabi, he talks about Yerushalayim, And he says, "Vihine legamri zeh mekoreh meya shonim." So Sefer Wright is in the late 1800s, the mid 1800s. He writes, "Legamri zeh mekoreh meya shonim." The last 100 years, some of the name was spot. Jews who were made aliyah to Eretz Yisrael in the 1800s, when it started, they didn't move to Yerushalayim, they moved to Tzfat. Yisham Kavar Isha Rekim, Shimon Bar Yochai Ben Iran, Ba'ali Ben Tzfat. V'chol O'ayman L'Eretz Yisrael, the son of Peneim Elo, the Tzfat, the Tveria. People who moved to Eretz Yisrael, they moved only to Tzfat and Tveria, Yerushalayim, Yishkacha Lagami. And nobody's moving to Yerushalayim. Mu'ir, Shem Hashem Shama. He says, Yerushalayim is the city. Shagam Bizmana, Azeh, Mitzvah, Vavet, the regular Yerushalayim. Let's talk about the longest you can talk about. It's not safe to write that even Bizmana Azeh, it's a Mitzvah, Vavet, the regular Yerushalayim. And he says that Yerushalayim was Teveya Kina, the fact that people didn't go to Yerushalayim. He says, now people are going to go to Yerushalayim. People can't go to Tzfat. Now they're going to go to Yerushalayim. Disturbed me over the last month. It's one thing, parents or grandparents that don't want to let their children go to Eretz Yisrael. It's one thing, that people who go on vacation, they don't want to go to Eretz Yisrael. It's one thing, they're afraid. I totally don't agree with them, but I could understand it. But the way a person should at least be ashamed to talk about it. When people talk about Eretz Yisrael, people talk about that there's very huge line, the way people sit and they talk for no purpose. It's one thing, someone who travels, going, they talk about whether they should go or they shouldn't go. But the way people sit and schmooze and shul or in the dining room and camp, he's a mechanach, a man with a white beard, he's sitting by the Rebbe's table. He's talking about people have to be crazy to go to Israel. Are you still, aren't you ashamed to talk about Israel that way? You want everyone to go home? You want everyone to close shop and leave? He says, no, they should stay, but we, you know, I couldn't understand it. I don't understand. You know, if Fahm used to say that you're not allowed, just like you're not allowed to talk about your Lashon Hara about a person, you're not allowed to talk Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael. The example he gave, he said, people come back from Eretz Yisrael, they have Eretz Yisrael, they say the weather was lousy. How can someone talk about Eretz Yisrael that way? The weather is lousy. They say you talk about Eretz Yisrael. That's what Eretz Yisrael is. The weather is lousy, that's what you're talking about Eretz Yisrael. So it's one thing people don't want to go. People should be ashamed. They're not going to have surf that brain. They should be ashamed. If they're not ashamed, at least they should keep their mouth shut. To stand and talk about Eretz Yisrael that way, to talk about Yerushalayim that way, this is a heritage. It disturbed me from 6 months ago or 8 months ago. And if your eyes are open, you would see everything that's happening. I don't know, I'm not a nubby. You know, the first bomb in Yerushalayim killed one person. Someone who had moved in from outside Yerushalayim said, praise, it wasn't safe, and they came to Yerushalayim, the person was killed. Is there a message there? I don't know, I'm not a nubby. And after the terrible bombing this year, people were killed. Right after that, the building collapsed, the wedding hall collapsed there, just so more people were killed there than for the bombing. There's no lesson in that. There's no lesson that a person should understand. You talk like that assault, that's not safe, Kirsch Barker doesn't run things. And then this summer, it happened a couple of days after that, the terrible bombing in Israel. So what happened out in Las Vegas, or wherever it was, the helicopter crashes, it also happened right after, one after the other. I think a person has, I don't know why things happen. I told you, the Prophet said, we don't know why things happen. But you start to learn a lesson when things happen. People didn't see that. Don't think that of Eretz Yisrael. It's not safe in Eretz Yisrael. You know what I'm saying? To talk that way about Eretz Yisrael. Someone doesn't want to go. But to talk, to express yourself about Eretz Yisrael that way, like we should all leave Eretz Yisrael. We should all ignore Eretz Yisrael. We should all leave. I've had it with parents last year. Last year, Sukkot, I said proudly, not one parent in our shul took their parents home from Eretz Yisrael. Whichever parent spoke to me, I told them, you know, we're supposed to leave Eretz Yisrael. Now, if Alpi Halacha, it's a Makas Sakon, there's one. Alpi Halacha, Makas Sakon. Junior Shabbat. But even the Tzrachim that it is, and people are coming home, but that's, to talk about it, to stroll that way, to express yourself about it, to stroll, such a Lashon that people should. You have to be crazy about Eretz Yisrael. It's not normal to go to Eretz Yisrael. It's sakana to go to Eretz Yisrael. That's the way a person expresses himself about Eretz Yisrael. You have COVID. Somebody would have a father that was in a mental asylum. He had a father who was a murderer. He would talk that way about him, or he'd keep his mouth shut. He wouldn't talk about it. Some of the way has a kid that's robbing houses. He goes around talking about him that way. It's a shame. You never talk about it. Even if it's true, but that is a strong person talks that way. Kadosh Baruch Hu shows that in one shack you can have more people killed in the United States than the Arabs than you can have in the whole 11 months in Israel. So we didn't know that. I don't know why things happen. I'm not talking about anybody that was killed. I'm just saying we have to learn something which is true. That is that you don't talk about Eretz Yisrael that way. You don't talk about Eretz Yisrael without Yiras HaKadosh. What kind of Yiras HaKadosh is it to talk that way? People talk about Eretz Yisrael, there's an aim of a Yira for covered Eretz Yisrael. You've always had a Yira. Eretz Yisrael is available to us, so it's spoiled. I don't understand. I never understood how from a Yidin could go on a vacation France and to Switzerland and to other places where they're sending Yisrael wherever you go. And they put their money there and they don't go to Yisrael. I personally don't understand that somebody goes away beyond it. To all these places, someone can't afford to go to Europe. You know, he goes to a hotel in Brooklyn and New York. I understand. But someone spends thousands of dollars and they go to these places. I don't understand it. People have told me they saw everything in Yisrael. They saw everything. You saw everything, that's Eretz Yisrael. The amusement park, Disneyland, Disney World. You know, adults in Disney World, Eretz Yisrael, they go again. That's covered Eretz Yisrael. That's covered Eretz Yisrael. The Sanskriti here says that the kin of Yerushalayim caused the death of thousands of Jews in Tzatz. Okay. The Sanskriti said, Kinas Yerushalayim as the Zavai. That's what he writes. The tzaddikah came when Hashem is right. The kinas Yerushalayim also says vice. What is kinas Yerushalayim? This is not for people who didn't want to go to Israel. It's for people who didn't want to go to Yerushalayim. But they said Yerushalayim is dangerous. So they went to Israel. So that's what said. That caused the death of all the people in Israel. I don't know what caused this place. Hashem didn't speak to me. I have no clue. But one thing we have to know is to look at Eretz Yisrael differently. Once there's a McDonald's in Eretz Yisrael, there's a Kentucky Fried Chicken in Eretz Yisrael, it takes away from the Yiras HaKadosh. I was in Eretz Yisrael many times. I was never, ever on the street where the hotels are. As far as I know, I was never there with all the American hotels are. I don't think I ever set foot. It could be a bus I was on, drove through. But that's Eretz Yisrael. That's what you want to Eretz Yisrael. That's Eretz Yisrael. I go to Eretz Yisrael. The place it's supposed to be. Where Eretz Yisrael is. There's a lack of Amos that covered Eretz Yisrael. A lack of Europe, the Yerushalayim. What's Yerushalayim? The Grah risked his life to try to go to Eretz Yisrael. Put himself in Sakona, try to go to Eretz Yisrael. The Chafetz Chaim twice attempted to go to Eretz Yisrael. And not by plane, and not by boat, because the Chafetz Chaim had to travel across all of Europe in a time when there was no... You got robbed, you had no money left. One thief, stole your money, you had zero, you had nothing left, there's no way to get money, you couldn't wire for money. You couldn't go nowhere. The Chafetz Chaim tried to set out, where Isaac Nosai, there's an aim on a Europe there, it's Israel. People didn't... We talk about Eretz Yisrael that way. I've seen everything in Eretz Yisrael. You know what it's how disturbing it is? And people don't know what you're talking about. When you tell them, they don't know what you're talking about. This heritage I'm giving you, I tried to talk to people about it. Supposedly, Erlich, for a year, they don't know what I'm talking about. Eretz Yisrael, there has to be a certain covenant. There's a respect for Eretz Yisrael. you don't spend Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael. You don't want to go to Eretz Yisrael. You know, I went to Eretz Yisrael with them. So before I left, I didn't give people their advice. So people can't take any advice. Don't go to the Kaisel on Friday. Don't go to the Kaisel on Shabbat. You know, well, Shabbat. Don't go to the Kaisel. You got stoned. That's why people would come over to me. I didn't ask them their advice. And I was by the Kaisel Friday, and I was by the Kaisel Matzah Shabbat. And in order to get to the Kaisel, it was late. We drove through East Jerusalem. It wasn't my choice, but Hannah Teller was driving, and he said it's a quicker way. I told him, sure? He said, yeah. It's only bad when they're having rock concerts. So, you drive through East Jerusalem, you know, you live in Eretz Yisrael. You live in Eretz Yisrael. No Jew should go to you. I'm not telling you to say, you know, your mother, I don't know what to do to you. They say, I told you to go to East Jerusalem. But I have to light candles. I was there without my lights. I have to light candles. And then he drove me to, and he got me to the Kaisel in time to davening. So, you know, I said, there's traffic. You go the other way. So people come over, they give you advice. You go, hey, so don't go to the Kaisel. What kind of people is that? What kind of speech is that? That's the way to talk. That's the way to express yourself against the covenant of Eretz Yisrael. I'm talking about covenant Eretz Yisrael. There's a lack of covenant Eretz Yisrael in our dar, which did not exist since the Purim. Because in 1967, I remember, I was in elementary school in 67. I remember the joy with which people went to Yerushalayim. Simcha. I remember when I died in the 70s, I had a hard time. We talked about the Shem Abad Yerushalayim. We had Yerushalayim. And it's all changed. So this happened to a certain lack of covenant, of pride in Eretz Yisrael. People, my parents tell me, should they give Eretz Yisrael? I tell them, you want everyone to leave? Maybe we should pack up their heads and close the door. And I don't know, I understand. I told plenty of people that if your parents and your grandparents are going to have Agnes Nefesh, so it's a very hard decision if you could go. You won't be able to learn here, only there, one cheshbon. You can do both, maybe it's a different cheshbon. But I'm not talking about that, I'm talking about the way people talk. They still talk about Eretz Yisrael, that's the way to talk, the way to express yourself. But Eretz Yisrael, dangerous. Sakana, don't go to your Kaisel. The way to talk. So how dangerous is it for that 4 million Yidden in Eretz Yisrael? And over 11 months, a tragedy, a couple of hundred were killed. Terrible tragedy. But here in New York, in one day, more than that was killed. I hope not. I hope people were killed. But realistically speaking, who knows? I picture in my mind people I know whose lives are home now. You know, you can't call New York City. Homes are jammed. You have husbands that are in the building. I'm not talking about people that are much older than you. I'm talking about people in their 20s, are married, have a baby, and are pregnant, and your wife. And when they're sitting home now, and who knows how many days it's going to be, just going to go get bodies, climb up the Marcus Sakana to retrieve bodies. The level of the tragedy is such that everything has a strong tail like a parrot. We talk about the people. Some say there's a book, some say there's a book, the right to the truth, that people are in Yerushalayim, a lot of them, he doesn't understand, they go to Tzfat for the bonfires in Tzfat. They don't understand, it's better to be Yerushalayim. The Baruch Hashem wants your bonfires. Who needs it? What is the mitzvah to make bonfires? What kind of thing is that? That's what it's like a right, because I call it Yerushalayim. The way he felt about Yerushalayim. Kinnas Yerushalayim also surveys. That's what he writes. And he writes about thousands of people being killed. Nergu alfei nefashos in Yisrael, v'hem goyne v'chach me'oret v'roiv, that's a lesson that we have to take. To speak the covenant of Eretz Yisrael. The last few months, when people talked to me, I turned around and walked away. I didn't even talk to them. Because when I talk to them, they don't know what I'm talking about. And talking about covenant of Eretz Yisrael, it's like the weirdest thing, it's the strangest thing to them. What's covenant of Eretz Yisrael? You know? People don't have covenant to any human being, and they don't have covenant of Eretz Yisrael. But there's such a thing as Tamar is Europe, it's Israel. It's Israel, Tevat Kaboino, it's the Busha, the way people talk about Israel. Hashem Baruch Hu shows that, you know, difference in Israel. Now, I'm not saying that there's no way to go to Makos Takana. Israel, the Halacha, is not a Makos Takana, certainly not Yerushalayim. Not a Makos Takana, the Halacha. And I speak to the boys who went this year. I put them on the phone. They tell me about their friends that are, yes, they're afraid to go. They tell me that they don't understand them. They live their lives normally there. They're learning, they're studying. So here you're in New York, right? So now we're afraid to walk out of New York. We live our lives. It's a place where people got killed. And it's just all the same thing. There are places where people got killed, and other people live their lives. Even if everything were true and it was dangerous to go to Eretz Yisrael, it's not a way to talk. You have to know that there's a concept of coming to Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't matter if you're there once or twice or 100 times. Every time you come to Eretz Yisrael, you get off a plane. You have to thank your Rebbeinu Shalom. You're in a place where your grandfathers dreamt of going. You're in a place where it's supposed to be. You're in a place where the Nimon Shel Yisrael has been there for generations. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Barayv Rachmav, has brought Yidden together in Eretz Yisrael today, not so that Eretz Yisrael should be cheap in our eyes, not so that Eretz Yisrael should be meaningless. People go, I remember I was there at a camp 6 years ago, so we went, of course we went to the Kaisa. Came through the summer, I think Tisha B'Av, I talked about going to the Kaisa again. He said, well, why the Kaisa then? Wanted to see about the Kaisa. It becomes cheap. That people go to Kaisa, becomes cheap in their eyes. Whatever volunteers they were, I took, I made a mini trip to the Kaisa Tisha B'Av. Now, what did it feel? Well, I understand. But people talk that way about Eretz Yisrael, about the Kaisa, you know. I've invited them to come and see, you know, some place of entertainment that they saw already, and I'm talking that way. There's a lack of Emes HaKadosh. Let me tell you, once I'm on the topic, let me just tell you another thing. Which, you talk to people, they think you're... The Post would spoke about this very often. People go to the Kaisel, there's no mistake, you're standing by the Kaisel, and here's two Yidden talking. Ah, how are you? Where are you staying? Where'd you go? When's your flight back? But first of all, Afi Halacha, you're not allowed to talk to Baruch B'Teilim in a Beit HaKnesset, even though no one's down there. And Chutz La'aretz, so there's a heter of Batik Nisiyah Shababavar Al Tanai Heim Asuyim, which is a Machlekes Rishayim, Al Tanai Heim Asuyim, and Afla'acha Chubanam, or Tibinyanam. But we assume that you're allowed to talk to Baruch B'Teilim in a shul, not during davening. Some people even during davening, no one thinks it's mutter. But not during davening, go to shul, no one's davening, we assume that there's a heter. Why? Because Batik Nisiyah Shababavar Al Tanai Heim Asuyim, in Eretz Yisrael. And welcome on Yuchat Tzvibah. I'll peek in, you're not allowed to say one word of the Baruch B'Teilim there. Not one word of the Baruch B'Teilim. That's the halacha. The person didn't even say the halacha. He said a person said a Kaisel. And he's talking to the Baruch B'Teilim. He doesn't understand it. I'll say exactly what Rebbe said. Maybe he was understand that. Rebbe said, yes, Hashtayach. He said, now I understand. The people who talk in shul in America are going to talk by the Kaisel. And he said, you'll see, the Shiach is going to come, and the Beit HaMikdash will be rebuilt, and they're going to be talking in the Beit HaMikdash too. That's what he said. You'll see, they'll be talking in the Beit HaMikdash too. You don't have Ema, the Kvayt Shemayim, you don't have it anywhere. If you go to the Kaisel, I thought at least the Mokim Yuchat, the filler of the Kaisel, beyond the barriers, where people died, to talk about the table, and reverse it. Side by the Kaisel. Happens to me many times. Somebody comes over to me and he says something, he gives me a question. So I go, like that. You know, like I can't say, oh, you're a little doubting. I have the person who's a principal of one of the yeshivas here in New York. So he came over to me, he asked me something. I said I couldn't talk. I motioned to him that if he wants, I'll talk to him outside. I didn't know what I was talking about. I didn't try to explain to him. He didn't know what I was talking about. The lack of Ema and Yira, you know, it's like you go to the Kaisel, you go to see the sides, you go to the Kaisel. You would have an Emunah that at the Kaisel, the Yitzhuras have a certain Kaya. It'd be a different story. introduce you to the fellow I have in shul. When I was living in Israel, you had an older brother who was already, I don't know how old, 26, 27. Now he was already 23, 24. He was waiting for his brother to get engaged, and he wanted to start dating already. You know, so finally he decided, you know, do the trick. He went 40 days in a row to the high school. You know, to doubting that his brother should become a fussy. And those 40 days he left somebody, and his brother got engaged, so he was free to, you know, he did it for himself, not his brother, but, you know, he was answered anyway. Something like that, now he goes to the Kaisel. I assume he has a certain year of psychology. He knows when he's down by the Kaisel, you know, it means something. The rest of us don't mean something, we have to train ourselves to have a year of psychology, to Israel, to Yerushalayim, to the Kaisel. There has to be a certain year of psychology. People go to the Kaisel, but Dafka Friday afternoon, they shouldn't have to ice cream. I understand it. I would think a person should go to Dafka when he can write Kriya. But a heritage, do you want to feel it? Both in the base of Mikdash. Doesn't it bother you that we don't feel it enough? The people make a cheshbon, they should go at a time, and they don't. I don't understand. I was there again with a kim. The person in charge made a cheshbon, we're going to go Friday, you know, so nobody has to write Kriya. I said, what are you talking about? You're going to go and they write Kriya. Your person goes to the Kaifu. At least the day they write Kriya, they felt something when they went to the Kaisel. You know, at least it's not just seeing the sights if you write Kriya. At least it's something. Maybe. There's a lack of Amos HaKadosh that is shown. Truth without anything that happened today. It's the truth without the lesson that we have to know anyway. Again, a lesson for life. The fun you can say, we don't have Nevi'im, we cannot figure out why things happen. Things are going to happen in your life. Lay Aleichem, but every person through his lifetime goes through Tzaris, either in health, or in finances, or in Tzadik Habanim, even just those three. You won't find an adult Yid who didn't have one of those Tzaris. Lay Aleichem will help us stay from it. But everybody has Tzaris with either health, Tzadik Habanim, or finances, all these types of things. What do you do when things happen? So you have to know we're not Nevi'im. I can't tell you why. But after he came, a person has to walk away with something. You have to walk away with something from it. You have to take something. Where? So everybody has a heritage. Something disturbs you, you'll have a heritage. It will come out from it. This is the heritage that I have for months. So it's going on in Israel. It disturbs me so much. That people talk this way about Eretz Yisrael. I understand grandparents that want, you know, Bezos Hashem, my son is going into Sukkos. I didn't tell my parents yet. I understand that, you know, the heritage that grandparents have, especially grandparents who lived with the Holocaust and a fear of all their lives, it never goes away. But I understand the feeling, but it's the way to talk. The feeling is like you can't control, you're afraid. That's the way to express yourself, the way to talk about Eretz Yisrael. What kind of world is this? A person has to talk about Eretz Yisrael. There's something in Eretz Yisrael that's negative. You have to be afraid to say it. You have to imagine, like Lo Aleinu, your father or your wife or your child had a tzara. You'd be ashamed. It's not what you want to talk about. It's not a topic of discussion. It's necessary for practical reason you talk about it. You don't schmooze about, you know, somebody has a relative who's insane and put in an asylum. He goes, you know, he meets his friends on the train, he talks about the insane asylum, whatever it's like. What are we talking about? Ashamed to talk about it. Even if it were true, you should be afraid, ashamed to talk about it. Go through, you come back, somebody, how is Eretz Yisrael? And of course, like people don't think, you know, I meet people after the summer, they ask me, how is your summer? You know, Pompey passed away, yeah, in the hospital after the summer. People ask me, how is your summer? You know, that's just the answer. You know? At a good time, the weather was nice. People don't think. So, that's what I tell people. How is Israel? Everybody tells me. The question is, how is Eretz Yisrael? It's like people go to Chasna. I've seen this type of fasting. How was the Chasna? The food was wild. The Chasna, the COVID you had for a wedding. You know, Chasna, I'm like, I call it a nice dog. You know, at least the Shemesh Shri of 8 a.m. So the food was wild. So I thought, what's the Russian, though? People are we have to redouble our effort at Kavod Eretz Yisrael. That's Kavod Eretz Yisrael, Kavod Yerushalayim. Be careful about the way we talk about Eretz Yisrael, the way we talk about Yerushalayim. You have to take that away. You have to come away with something when something like this happens. No, it's not. And when people are talking, you know, everyone's around talking, I understand. People have Ahavat Yisrael. If I had a radio near me, I don't like to shut it off. Yeah, you didn't. So people feel, you know, I think there's something to it that people feel for you. But people should talk about that, you know, where the Goyim are, there were bombs, and where Jews are, there are bombs, so talk about it in the same breath. Like the tragedy that happens in the State Department is like the tragedy that happened here. You're missing something also. The tragedy is the Chaim of Bnei Yisrael. Well, maybe if it happened to the Goyim here, it would be a good thing. They'll appreciate a little what Eretz Yisrael is going through. And that's logically what should happen now, right? America should appreciate it. I guarantee it's not going to happen, because if Allah of Yadu Hashem is Sinai's Yaakov, there'll be a way that this will be twisted. You know, what's logical is not going to happen, because what's logical, one thing is for sure, whatever you predict in politics does not happen. What's logical doesn't happen. So you think. But at least there's a Havamina that it should be, maybe it's even a good thing. The guy should see what it feels like when you have these Arabs that think they're going to go to heaven because they murder people. But the Chinuch of Israel, the Yidden, we know. Talk about conceivably the virus for the next couple of weeks. Through the young men learn. And it's Hashem, what I have to learn now, between Seder. I have to go through the halachas, review for myself. The halachas, what do you do? If someone you have to shiva for is killed, and you can't get the body. I hope nobody I know was there, I hope no one was hurt, and I hope HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is Ein HaPitcha, protected every Sunya that was there. But I can imagine that I'm going to be beat this afternoon with that type of shining. What do you do? Instead of halachas of Shofanara. The difference is the Aishim of Kaibra, why is the Aishim of whoever thought that I'll be a such a shining? But this is what's going on. Terrible tragedy. Very disturbing to all of us. Yeah, take a lesson. Maybe there are other lessons. Give everyone like a talk and I'll tell you other lessons. This is the Hergish that I had before this. Yeah. You have to be careful not to talk about Eretz Yisrael the way people talk. Talk about it so people say that they're going to so and so place for Sukkot. They normally go to Eretz Yisrael, but they're not afraid to go. They're going here and there. It's not that they're afraid, you know, I can't control the feeling. I was afraid. But to say it, to be ashamed. To be ashamed to say. Ashamed to say something. That's my heritage. And it's a very strong heritage that I have. I don't understand. And I said, I sit at a table with the Chanchen. I said to talk this way, and I told him, how do you talk that way? And he just had no clue. It's not like I tried to explain myself, you have no clue what I'm talking about. Covered Eretz Yisrael is gone. I don't know. It's very disturbing. Let's try to learn. Sorry if I distracted you, but I was thinking this morning, I was trying to focus on the Gemara, how Rav Moshe learned in Russia with the Stalin. The Stalin was killing not only every Frum Yid, but every Rav. Rav Moshe was at one point for 6 months on the house arrest. Not on the house arrest with his family, but on the house arrest without his family. You know what was going on. Rav Moshe stayed in those years. The Rappella. And how best to sit and concentrate. I don't think any of us know for sure somebody that was hurt today. At least we think of it as a one-time thing, which tomorrow morning we'll start rebuilding our lives, so everyone was involved. And Rav Moshe sat and learned, that's how he became Rav Moshe. He shook my over my life. And one morning he was sewing a button on his kapata. And the Beis Nedrish, the button popped off. I don't know where he got this thread. Whoever you would ask for a needle and thread, you think would do it themselves, so I don't know. But he was sewing a button on his kapata. Someone I know was there, he asked him, you have to sew a button on your kapata. So Rav Moshe told him, he moves out Kenan. He doesn't have to know how to do everything. He told him that he was 6 months under house arrest with nobody. And then he wears everything. I don't know why he had to sew a button on if he was, you know, but I didn't like how to do everything. And that was my chef finding hard to concentrate. But fortunately, there's some Gishmaka Chazal, that if we absorb ourselves into Chazal, hopefully we'll get a Gishmaki to today. Now let's see, the Kapadala Ramadala. Rav Bar Achba de Rav Chiyo Bar Achba. Rav was the brother, it was related to Rav Chiya two ways. Rav Chiya had a half brother and a half sister. And Rav, the half brother and half sister married each other, they were not related to each other. And Rav was their child. He stomach was him on our way. So Rav Chiya went to Rav, if I have it right. Rav went to Rav Chiya. Rav went to Babel Teres Yisrael. And Amalei, Rav Chiya asked Rav, Evai Kaye. So he asked him, is your father still alive? The Sefer was his brother, who was Rav's father. Amalei was Ima Kayana. So Rav, we learned yesterday, that Maitri Dibu Ksil. So he said, he didn't want to say that my father is dead. He said, Ima Kayanis. Why don't you ask, the way Rashi taught you, why don't you ask if my mother's alive? Amalei. Ema Kayanis, is your mother alive? Amalei. Ema Kayanis, why don't you ask him about my father? Because it's Abba, because Rav wouldn't say his father's name. That's place in my cut, yes. How could you say Rav said Ema Kayanis, his father's name? So he just changed it to Abba Kayanis. Tysus changes the story a little bit. Tysus says that Taishis, Rav Chiya asked Rav, is your father alive? He said, why don't you ask me about your father, or about your mother, whichever girsi you have. And he said, is your mother alive? Why don't you ask me about your mother or father? But that's all shvet, because then if that was Rivshad, so then who cares that they were related? That exchange could have taken place even if they were not related. So I'll confirm that testimony cut and spells this all out more clearly. But anyway, the lesson is that you don't stay out. Let me take off my shoes and then let me go take a bath. Shmami not plus. So the word three Allah. Shmami no awful asa bin yisasandu. Awful's not allowed to wear a shoe. Why didn't he take off his shoe? He wanted to be megabens. Shmami no shmur rechaike in the head yes eliyah nechad. I told you to tell Achi yesterday. If someone loses a close relative, Vayolainu, if he hears within 30 days that called Shmuah Kuraiva, he has to sit Shiva 7 days. If he hears afterwards that Shmuah Rechaika, and he only has to sit Shiva for 1 day. But what's that 1 day? Shmuah, you know, makes a Sayyan Kukula. That's enough. Mikta Sayyan, he's even for 1 moment. He took off his shoes, and with that, there's a Maslaki here, the Ramban and the Ram. The Ram holds that a Shmuel Rechaika, you have to be Meir Avemus, means all Hilchas Avemus, not just take off your shoes. But for that minute or 5 minutes, however long you have to be Meir Avemus, you have to be Meir all Hilchas Avemus. The what? He's not sitting on a chair, but they're sitting on a chair, he takes off his shoes. It's not good enough. He's got to sit on the floor and take off his shoes. Okay? No, he could be, he was standing, so he had nothing else to do except to take off his shoes. The Ramban, which is brought down in Yeridaya, I think the Shach brings down the Ramban, that it's Sagi Leib and Dover Echot Ovad. That you don't have to be married, let's say a person sitting on a chair and he hears a Shmur Afaika, he takes off his shoes, that's good enough. You only have to be married one thing. So if he's smarter, I don't understand the Ramban, I only understand the Ram. The Gemara says, why don't you have to be a Avol the whole day? Because Mikta Sayyad, Kikula. But at least you need Mikta Sayyai. I don't understand Ramban Shita. Ramban Shita is easily understood. Mikta Sayyai Kakumai. So for a few minutes, you know, I got there, so that's enough. But the Ramban Shita, where's Mikta Sayyai Kakumai? Mikta Kakumai means what you normally know the whole day, you have to be made for Mikta Sayyai. So, what? So when you have that halakha, it's not that kakumai. The marshal, the seventh day of Avemus, we all know, Novel gets up in the morning. That's also Mikta Sayyam Kakumai. That moment, he has to be naive, he still has to davening. If now you got Bailus for a moment, it doesn't say only in one thing. Now you can all see. All Dina and Mr. Sayyam Kakulai all over campus thing. There's no other place where we say Mr. Sayyam Kakulai with Parsh. Now there's an important thing here. There was a Meister with an older woman here in Brooklyn, in the Borough Park, who's a relative of mine, who lost a sister in Eretz Yisrael. So the family did not tell her until there will be a Shvura Chayka, so that she's an older woman, she'll be hard to sit Shiva. So I did. They told her, I waited till after Shleshim Yayim to tell her, and that way it was a Shvura Chayka, and she only had to sit for the Shas. They made a big mistake. They told her on the 30th day. The halacha is the Shleshim Yayim of Shvura Chayka, we do not say Mitzvah Sayyam Kakulay. You need a full 30 days. We'll talk about why soon. But for the din of Shmur Rechaika, you need a full 30 days. They thought that the 30th day in the morning, you'll be ready to stand for life. And then in the afternoon, they could tell her, they told her. So then she had to sit 7 days. Like they waited for 30 days, you know, there were a few hours off. But then she had to sit 7 days. And they was, because they told her too early. There's no din of Mitzvah Sayyam Kakulai by Shmur Kuraiva and Shmur Rechaika. You need a full 30 days. Well, the question is why? Why is it different? So here, we have a difficult shayla. When do you say Mitzvah Sayyam Kakulai? And when don't you say Mitzvah Sayyam Kakulai? Like on the seventh day of Pesach, if you don't eat chametz in the morning, it should be enough. Mitzvah Sayyam Kakulai, and you should be able to eat chametz in the afternoon. No? Why don't we say Mitzvah Sayyam Kakulai? By the way, it's enough the seventh morning. So why over here it's not enough? It's not enough for the seventh morning. What? What? 3 weeks is a different head. 3 weeks has a head so head. But the question is, what's the gather at that? Where we say Mitzvah Sayyam Kakulai and we don't. So let me give you some examples where we do say Mitzvah Sayyam Kakulai, some examples where we don't. We'll try to come to a Havana when we do and when we don't. We do say Mitzvah Sayyam Kakulai by Aveiros. Another one, the seventh day, it's enough Mitzvah Sayyam Kakulai. And another one, the 30th day, is also Mitzvah Sayyam Kakulai. Another for 30 days, let's say another one, a Shakraizen, outside of a parent. Another one, a child, or on a Lenu, or on a brother, or a sister, or a husband, or a wife. An Avul is only an Avul for 30 days. On the 30th day, Mitzvah Sayyam Kakulai. And even with a chatchila, they can take a shave, or a shower, or whatever it is, a hot shower, the 30th day in the afternoon. The same thing, an Avul, on the 30th day, you can already put on a fresh clothing, or you take a hot shower. All these things, that they must have 30 days, ends in the morning of the 30th day. Another example, by a nazir, you say, Stam Nazir Islam Yayin. So we also say that the 30th day in the morning, that's enough Naziris. And he doesn't have to finish the 30th day of Naziris. On the 30th day, he can go and bring the carbon and whatever it is he has to do to end his Naziris. Even though Stam Nazir Islam Yayin. The third place is by a Mitzayra. Mitzvah is Hesker Shivas Yamin. He has to be locked up 7 days. The seventh day, the Kohen comes and takes a look. So that's also a Mitzvah Sayyam Kakulai. Those are three examples: the 7 days of Avemus, the 30 days of Stam Nazirus, and the 7 days of Mitzvah Hesker Mitzvah. We say Mitzvah Sayyam Kakulai. But now, what do you mean? That's the question. The question is why, I'm going to try to establish why in these places we say Mitzvah Sayyam Kakulai. We do not say Mitzvah Sayyam Kakulai on the 7 days of a Nida or a Zava. We need Shiva Nakiyam before she can go to the Mikvah. So we don't say the morning of the seventh day is enough. She has to wait till nightfall of the seventh day of the Yimei Nida or Yimei Zava. The Pidyon HaBen You need 30 days. The Pidyon HaBerek on the 31st day. You need 30 full days. The Pidyon HaBerek on the 31st day is not on the 30th day. A carbon, the pasuk says, Shivas Yamin Yiyahim Imai, will be a Mashvim Yiyah Yotzer. You can't bring a carbon to the Beit HaMikdash unless you have Pidyon HaBen, Shivas Yamin Yiyahim Imai, and of course every Yom Kippur, every Chag, you don't say Mitzvah Yom Kippur. Say Shabbos, Yom Kippur, you know, we work in the afternoon. No such thing. So the question is, what are the Gedarim? When do you say? Now, it could be that first beginning Mashar, that's with Shlomo Eger. And you're learning it Shulchan Aruch, and you see on the side of the page, beginning Mashar, that's not the Mashar, in the back of the Gemara. Mashar in the back of the Gemara lives in the late 1500s. It's a Kadmai. The Mashar on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, the beginning Mashar, that's beginning Meharav, Rabbeinu Shlomo Eger, the Kivega's son. I told you jokes about the guest, I think, we talked about it. He was the one who had a son that became a pastor, right? A Shlomo Eger. Yeah. But anyway, Shlomo Eger writes, what together I don't worry, he's talking about it. Why, by 30 days of Avelis, it's not 30 days. And by Shmuel Rechaika, you need 30 full days. So he says to look into the Ginas Veradim. Ginas Veradim has an interesting Shaila. He talks about the 7 days of Sheva Brachas. But yes, Mishailo, the 7 days of Sheva Brachas, if you say it's the same on Kekulai, the seventh day, or if you can make Sheva Brachas all day. So the Gidah's Brad and Shita is that you always say Mikta Sayyid Kekulai, except we have a Beferisha, Pasuk, or Mishnah that tells us that together is different. In other words, normally Mikta Sayyid Kekulai, except we have the famous differently. And he goes through a number of sukkim by going to a mikvah. It says the safrala shivas yamim va'achar tzitzoyer, that she counts 7 days va'achar, and afterwards tzitzoyer. Why say va'achar tzitzoyer? Say the safrala shivas yamim the tzitzoyer. So he said, because normally I would say mikvah sayam kukulai, and here it says va'achar tzitzoyer, and afterwards. Same thing, Shivas Yamin Yiyahim Imai, Ubayim Ashvini, Titnai Mi is the Pasuk. Same with the Feresh of Pasuk, so it says you don't say Mitzvah Sayyam Kekulai. Pidyon HaBen, he says, Pidyon HaBen, we learn out Chaydash, Zereshava, Hekish, Chaydash, Chaydash, Mi Midbar. And here it says, when they counted a Bechar in the Midbar, it says, Midden Chaydash Vamayla. Pasuk uses the expression of Chaydash and more. Which implies that the Chaydash v'mayla, it's not enough to be a Ben Chaydash. You need the Chaydash v'mayla, you need more. So, all these places have a Beferish of Pasuk, you don't say Mitzvah Sayyam Kekulai. And Yom Taidim, of course, says Shivas Yom Taidim L'Masek, says the Beferish of Pesukim, that the halachis of the Chag apply for the entire time. So, the Meila, that's the gather of Shlomo Eger. Truth is, it's not such a satisfying gather. It doesn't answer all the cases. It certainly doesn't answer Shavuos, so pasuk that says you also need to say Kekulai. But that's one mahalach which gives a gather. So Ragat Shava came along. Yes. What? Generally, it's always be said Kekulai unless it's a Beferish and Gimel Taker. This is a Rai, so you need a Pasik, this is a Rabbana, and you need a Gemara, or a Mishnah. So they made the Tekhon. But, Yom Tzei says it's the foolish Nizgale Yisureyat. So the Yisur is the Perish in the Pasik. He's asking good. And it's a problem with the Ginas Radim. Where is it the famous really by any Yom Tzei? It's hard to understand. I think of Shlomo Eger Bamerk said that the Targum is a Shachar Teres. Because it says Shivas Yom Taifu Masis, it doesn't say Bayam Ashuri Taifu Muhammad. But that's his Lashon. His Lashon is the Chagin is Gali Yisrael. It could be the Chagin and Shabbos are different. That's totally the Kedusha of the Etzem day. But it's not what he says. It's hard. The Kasha is a good Kasha, I'm not sure how to answer. I'm just telling you that it could be the other type of different anyway. The Kedusha Tayyim. But the Kasha is a good Kasha. The Ragat Shavos, there's a Tzafnas Paneach Klolim. There's a Tzafnas Klolim. Yeshiva has it, two volumes. It's the Ikar HaMasiyos. It's out of print a long time. I don't know if it's still on the shelf. Usually things that are out of print disappear from the shelves. And I remember years ago I saw it. The Tzafnas says Klolim, it's collected from all his writings. It's alphabetical in order. He has a piece Mitzvah Sayyam Kekulay. He says a beautiful, beautiful gather. It's beautiful, first of all, because it's Mitzvah. And second of all, because it fits. He says, beautiful. He says, when do you say Mitzvah Sayyam Kekulay? When you have a chiyuv for a certain hanhaga, you have to behave a certain way. If you're mechuyev to be naiv a certain way, so if you're naiv that way, for Mitzvah Sayyam Kekulay. So let's say you have to be, somebody has to be an awful for 7 days, by the way. So on the seventh day, he's Nayig Avelis Mitzvah Sayyim. So he was Nayig 7 days of Avelis. Was he Nayig Avelis 7 days? Yes. 1 day was Mitzvah Sayyim Kippur. It's a hanhaga, something you have to do, then we say Mitzvah Sayyim Kippur. In a case where it's not a hanhaga, it's just a din, you have to wait a certain amount of time. We're thinking about that. Is there a halacha you have to be noyik something for 30 days and then do pigin aden? It's not a hanhaga of 30 days. It's something you have to do 30 days. For 30 days, there's no mitzvah to get aden. After 30 days, the mitzvah starts. Where it's a halacha of waiting, so could you say, I waited 30 days? If you do pigin aden in the middle of the 30th day, you can't, the expression is not true. You didn't wait 30 days. You waited 29 and a half days. It's insufficient. You have to wait 30 days. So where something is a hanhaga, it's beautiful. Let's say the three cases we had were a nazir, a mitzayra, and an omer. All three cases, we said in Sayyid Kekulay, why? Because if the nazir says, I was late in the series 30 days, is it true? Yes. Mitzvah Sayyid Kekulay. And the 30th day, he was late in the series. The Mitzvah has to be Nayig Hesker of 7 days. You have to wait 7 days, you have to, just a specific halacha. You have to be Nayig this whole set of halachas for 7 days. Then we say, Mitzvah Sayyid Kekulay. If you were Nayig something for 7 days, then Mitzvah Sayyid Kekulay, so you had that halacha for 7 days. The other three examples I gave you, a Nida, a Pinyin Aden, and a Shivas Yamin Yeni, right? All of those are dinim of waiting. There's no hanhaga of 7 days. There's nothing you need to have to do for 7 days. You have to wait 7 days. You've got to make them. She has to up for 7 days. You've got to wait 7 days for it to be finished. It's what? Yes, it's true. It's true that she has to be Polish. But the din tumah that she has is a waiting of 7 days. Sure, she has to be Parish, but that's nothing to do with the 7 days. If she doesn't go to Mikvah for 2 weeks, she also has to be Parish. Right? The Tumah stays for 7 days. So what is it? It's just a halacha that she can't go to the Mikvah until 7 days pass. The Tumah stays forever. And so she goes to the Mikvah. When does she go to the Mikvah? She has to wait 7 days. It's not lucky that she has to wait a period of time. For her Shmuel Rechaika, it's answered beautifully. They could have two people. A lady was missing at Yisrael. Her brother is sitting Shiva in America. She knows about it. And her sister doesn't know about it. So the 30th day, the brother gets up from Shiva in the morning. Why? He was not yet that day. It was 30 days. It was an hour. So Mr. Lekakula. The sister, they go and they tell the sister, you know what 30 days? So what do you mean? You got it from Avelis in the morning. The answer is, you're right. To get up from Avelis to Avelis. So first you get up from Avelis to Avelis, if the Avelis is over, if they're 30 days. But the din of Shmuel Rechaika is a din of waiting 30 days. It's a din of waiting, it's a halacha of waiting 30 days until it becomes a Shmuel Rechaika. You have to wait the full 30 days. You don't wait the 30 days, it doesn't apply. Now this does not answer the Chagin, the Shabbos, which apparently didn't bother the Ragat Shabbos.
Probably, like I said, because that has to do with the Kedusha in the day, the Milan in the day. That's something you're running away from. But at least it answers again many of the things. The truth is, after I saw the Ragachava, I looked back in Yeridaya, in the Prisha, I think this, it's brought down in the Sma on the side of the page, in Simon Tuf Beis, all the way to the last season, in Ephraim, three from the last, in Yeridaya, Simon Tuf Beis, so Shmuel Kriyati have to wait the whole 30 days. This is the Lashon of the Prisha. The ha loy nohag the needy the lekare haskala. Does this? Why do you have to wait the first full 30 days? The ha loy nohag the needy. There was no hanhaga. The lekare haskala that we should say at the beginning of the day. Ichtaf yam kakula should be called the haskala. It sounds very much like this isha in the Ramesh the Ragachav. Until you heard the Ragachav, I don't think you would read it into the words. But now it's beautiful. When you're knowing something, you say, this is Yom Kippur. When you're not knowing something, then there is no good of Mr. Sayyayim or Kukula. There's a Shaila in Hilchos Avelos. Now, Lachi is an Avel, 7 days supposed to keep his business shut. In many cases, it's a Dover Ave, very difficult. First of all, some people have types of merchandise which would spoil. It's certainly a Dover Ave. And also, many people have employees. So, the money shop, if you're not going to pay your employees, it's a double rabbi to them. If you're going to pay them, even if they don't come to work, it's a double rabbi to you. So, in many cases, probably in most cases, the Aaron Payton is not as that. The business is to be open during Shiva. And it says in Shulchan Aruch that a person should wait, Gimel Yomim. The first 3 days, a person should wait. So there's a shaila on that 3rd day, you say Nitzan Yom Kippur. That means there's a day to Levaya. Usually day to Levaya, the person closes his business anyway. And then there's the day after Levaya, the 2nd day. Then there's the 3rd day. Now on that 3rd day, do you say Nitzan Yom Kippur or not? So there's a big machlokes is separated. But the Sadam and Rabbi Kiva Egahol, you need 3 full days. Yom HaShulchan, and the Gesher Akayim, B'Shem Kama Akrayim, hold that Mikvah Yom Kippur. So to understand the Lundis, how do you go through to such a Shaila? How do you sit down and judge such a Shaila? So that's the Shaila. Is it, do you look at it, that you need 3 days of Adhogas Adelos, with a gather of 3 days, so Gimu Yamin Vabechi, you need Adhogah, Gimu Yamin Vabechi for 3 days. Whether you look at it, no, then Hagga is the full 3 days. Whatever Bechi you have, you have all 3 days. Well, we're talking about the Isser of doing business. We're talking about other Yanam of day. You look at it as an Isser. You look at it as an Isser, then you need 3 full days. If you look at it as a Hagga Tavelos, that you have to be there Tavelos 3 days before a business could be open for a Dover Ave, then you would look at it as a Hagga. So you would say, it's the So this is the Stub, the Lumbus, and the Machlek. It's a beautiful Ragachava. I assure you, Mitzvah Kukulei will come up again. The Geder is so mistaver. All you have to do is say it over a few times to people who didn't hear of it. And you remember it forever. It's such a beautiful Geshmak HaSvara. Glot. Liar. Let's just finish the Gemara until the Tudat. Who the Amar Daimu Dini? Somebody always ran to Dinei Taira. Amar Yishmami, no, but don't cause it. Yixnik Dad Yadid. Amar Kachashit Yisrael. The lesson of this Gemara is that you don't always go run to Dinei Torah. I learned my lesson. People call me, they want to come for a Dinei Torah to me. So I tell them, only if you'll sign an arbitration agreement. Arbitration agreement makes whatever happens binding in court. So they already had it. I remember the first time I ever had a Dinei Torah was a landlord and a tenant. I said what I thought. So one of them, the landlord happened to be, he said, okay, I'm going to go listen to Rosh Hashiva. He says, so why'd you waste my time? He's sitting here fighting for 2 hours. And I tell you what I think, you can go listen to Rosh Hashiva. He says, look, I asked you what you think, now I'm going to ask Rosh Hashiva what he thinks. I'm very upset with him. I said, wow, the way he was carrying on. So the next time he called me, he had a kitchen shiloh. He called me on the phone. For a while he didn't call me, you know, I was upset with him.
But one day he calls me up, he says he has a shayla about food in his kitchen, and I told him to call you a shishiva. So, not because, just, you know, that's later to be known, that's later to be known. The person doesn't really see, you know, my lesson is, ever since I told people, call me, I told them you have to sign an arbitration agreement. When it comes to the entire, they always say, they don't want pshaas. They don't want pshaas, they want to know, you know, everyone wants to win. I tell them, only with an arbitration agreement is binding. So in 8 cases out of 10, they make a pshara before they get to me. Now they call me later, they don't have to come, they're ready to agree to a pshara. Lesson is that you know Shimon is going to be an entire. It's not the normal thing. Once you come from Don. But the lesson in this is, so you'll have to figure out on your own. All right, tomorrow, this is Hashem, there should be no bavayis, Hashem should protect all the yidden. So, Yitz Hashem, tomorrow, this is Hashem going to get into back into Tzachim, and live Tzachim, but back into the Beast of Beast. There's a very important Nidayin, in Yerushalayim Adam and Arbach, in the first Nicha Shleimai, it's Tshuva Tet Zayin. Pashit, I'll just tell you what the Shaila is, it's probably the Gemara. When you burn the Chametz Erev Pesach, do you have until Chatzos to burn the Chametz? Or do you have to burn it an hour before Chatzos, in the 6th hour? Tali and Rashi here on this Ovid, the seal Rashi and Yamin Avni on the days, I don't know why Yitzchak Zom didn't bring it down. And it's a very geshmaka piece. I hope you will have a clerk in it tomorrow by the time we come to Shir.